It's the weekend. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. I'm joined by Kiefer. I'm joined by Mike Kearney. And we're going to talk about as much of the weekend's action as we can. I mean, there's a lot, Kiefer, isn't there? There is a lot to get through. A lot happened. A lot happened at the top. A lot happened at the bottom. I put on the agenda, we might not even have time to talk about Chelsea. I want to do the SPL because it's obviously the most exciting league in world football. That bank holiday, maybe we should be having a bank holiday every weekend and we could spread the games from Friday to Monday and spread the action. I think that's maybe necessary.
I was just looking before and that Leeds-Burnley game on the Friday night, that seems weeks ago.
Yeah.
And as you say, even the games yesterday that they won at 3 o'clock, the Chelsea-Forest game, that kind of threw the body clock off a little bit, especially after the game on Sunday. But yeah, it was a mental weekend. Felt like a pretty defining weekend, especially when you kind of look at what Arsenal and City did. I mean, that City game last night, I'm sure we'll get onto it in a second, but it was just an absolutely, just felt like prime Barclays is probably the key term to throw at it. It reminded me of that game that Everton had at Old Trafford with, was it 2011 or 2012?
Oh yeah.
The 4-4, yeah. Pino scores dead late. It was just mental, and it was probably the perfect result really for a game like that. It probably means it's Arsenal's title to lose, which obviously isn't very fun for me because I don't want to see Arsenal win the league. But you know, it feels like there might be one more twist and one more turn left. But with three games to go now, I think you know, if you're Arsenal, you've probably got to be saying the title. I think who have they got? They've got West Ham, Burnley, Palace, I think, in some order.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, if you said to them at the start of the season, 9 points from nine and you win the league, they'd obviously snap your hand off. So, yeah, no room for error now, Mikel.